This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, an exhausted Wayne Allen Root. Long day at the Trump rally. I am in a state of total exhaustion. 1 hour to go. Thank God it's Friday, because I need my weekend to heal up. Although it's a busy weekend as usual, especially on Sunday. I've got the wrestling event with Dan Rodheimer for Congress. I'll be opening up the event. Let's get ready to wrestle! And then I go straight to a memorial service for a great friend of mine who died a couple weeks ago. And a really, really fine individual, Ed Swindell, for those of you who know him in Las Vegas. Ed passed, and we've got a memorial service coming up on Sunday after the wrestling event. So it's going to be a long day Sunday as well. My days are always long. They kind of never slow down. But I love Ed, and I got to go say what I got to say about him. I spent all day today. And by the way, we're only on the radio right now because at the moment there were some problems with Newsmax TV, and they're hoping they can fix those problems. We'll get back on the radio as soon as possible. Excuse me, back on TV as soon as possible. Here we go. We just called you as the radio show started, so we're on. We're on national TV right now. They didn't realize it. Lucky I saw the text. So we're back on again. They fixed it. And I spent the day at the Trump rally. I'm just in a state of exhaustion. I don't know if you caught that on Newsmax TV. Wayne Root never gets tired. I'm like a human energizer bunny. I'm tired. But that's because I got up at 4 in the morning. They demanded we be there by 8, and we had no idea how bad the traffic would be getting there. So we left here at 7, Andrew Paul, my producer, and I. And remember, it wasn't just attending a rally. We were offered an exclusive one-on-one interview with the President of the United States. And only two people nailed that, by the way, in Vegas. There were only two people who had it, NBC TV and us. And we both stood in the same area. They told us to stand in this specific spot in the media area to get the interview. And they'd come grab us both at about 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. West Coast time. And then Trump would get on stage at noon. So we'd both get our interview between 11 and 11:15 or so. And if it was late, then, you know, it might be 11:15 to 11:30. And 11:15 went. Came and went, 11:20 came and went, 11:30 came and went, 11:45 came and went. And then next thing you know, Vice President Pence is on the stage. Next thing you know, President Trump's on the stage. And we didn't get our interview. I mean, I'm in a state of exhaustion up since 4 in the morning. And they blew it and didn't get the interview. And I don't even know to this moment why they blew it. Because we were dealing with 10 different people on the ground for the Trump campaign. And 10 different people in Washington, D.C. who offered us the interview. And I don't know if Trump showed up late. I don't know if something happened. I don't know if there was a national emergency. I don't know if something happened backstage that took his attention. But we didn't get the interview. And neither did NBC TV. And they felt terrible about it back in Washington, D.C. They promised us we'd have an interview with Vice President Pence next week. They're working on it already to get the details in the day for us with Vice President Pence. That's a great honor. And they're going to start working right away on getting us a new Trump interview. It just won't be at the Trump rally. And that's probably good because the music was so loud I couldn't hear myself think. So doing an interview with music that loud, I don't know how Trump would have done it. I don't know how I would have done it. But my hope now is that he calls in from an Air Force One and does the interview somewhere that it's quiet. We can have a great interview. I can ask him the questions I was planning to ask him. So it didn't happen today, and it's been a long, exhausting day. And then at the very start of the show, something went down in Newsmax TV, and our show was off for a few minutes. But now we're back, is my understanding. And so let me tell you about my experiences. You know, Newsmax is a giant audience all over the United States. And I want to tell you about my experience at the Trump event because even though I went to see, you know, to sit down with Trump and do a one-on-one interview and didn't wind up with it, that gave me 4 hours there to just talk to people and soak in the whole situation. And I was the first guy in the country to understand back in 2015, because one of Trump's first rallies in 2015 anywhere in America was in Las Vegas at the Westgate Hotel. And there were only two people on the stage for that event, Wayne Root and Donald Trump. That's it. That's the only event that's been like that, by the way. There's been 7 Trump events till today in Las Vegas, and I was on the stage for all of them. But there were other people who gave speeches besides just me. That event, there were two speakers that night, Wayne Root and Donald Trump. And I waded out into the crowd when I was done speaking, and Trump came up, and I waded out into the crowd. And this was in December of 15, and I was the first guy who picked up what was happening. I said, this guy's the next president of the United States. The people I'm meeting in this crowd are people that have never voted before, people that have never voted Republican before, people that have been lifelong Democrats, people that are working class and never cared about elections before, people that are middle class and no one ever resonated with them before Donald Trump. And I picked up on something that no one had ever understood or seen or heard before. I realized I had my pulse on America, what was going on. So I decided to do the same thing today. And I'm going to give you, you know, what do I say about this show? It's the only show of its kind on American TV. I shoot from the hip and I speak from the heart. And while I was very disappointed that we missed our Trump interview today, and I still don't know what happened, I could only assume that President Trump came late and just went right up on stage. And the minute he was done with stage, he had to leave, because I know the minute the event was over, some friends of mine saw his the Beast limousine going right by seconds after he was done. It was gone, rushing to the airport. So he had to get out of there, and there must not have been any time for the interview with me or NBC TV. So, look, I lament the fact that it didn't happen, but we're going to get Pence next week, Vice President of the United States, and we'll have Trump soon enough. But I had a chance to meet with the people again. Here's the good and the bad. The good news overwhelms the bad. The good news is that, just like in December of 2015, the media's liberal and the media's socialist and the media's stupid and the media's arrogant and the media's ignorant, and they don't ever want to meet the people at these rallies. I go out and I talk to all of them. Now, it just so happened they're my people. Almost everyone at the entire event, if there were 10,000 people, two-thirds of them either watch me on TV, listen to me on the radio, or read my column in the newspaper, and they were all screaming war, and they all wanted photos, they all wanted autographs. So I went up and talked to them all, just like I did in December 15. And it's the same people again, except this time they really believe Trump came through. You know, it's not just the candidate talking this time. They believe that Trump delivered on everything he promised. They feel their lives are better. They feel the economy is better. They feel the job picture is better. They love this guy. And every person in the entire audience that screamed, war, I love you, the next thing they say, I would say to them, they'd say, what are you doing here? Are you speaking? No, I'm not speaking this time. I'm going backstage to interview the president one-on-one. And every one of them had the same response. Please tell President Trump we love him. There's nothing like this in politics. There's nothing like it in the history of American politics. Nobody loved Hillary. Nobody loved or loves Joe Biden. No one loves Michael Bloomberg. And I guess students, there might be some really, you know, students who have never made $1 in the real world who think they love Grandpa Bernie Sanders. But as far as adults, grown men and women, 40, 50, 60 years old in the business world their whole lives, very cynical, and they love a person. That's the crowd, and they love President Trump. And so I think we're on our way to a great victory again. What I saw today is more proof to me that we're on our way to a very big victory. Everyone wanted me to say the same thing to President Trump. We love him, we love him, we love him. My fans love President Trump, and they can't think of anything in the world they'd rather say. If someone's their representative, then please tell President Trump that we love him and appreciate everything he's done. It's just, it's a wild experience. Now, let me give you the negative, okay? Because I always shoot from the hip. The negative is we need to expand the tent. Let me talk honestly here. We need to expand the tent. We won in 15, and I foresaw how we were going to win. I said it in column after column. You don't have to get, I'd like to, but you don't have to get more minority voters, more people of color, more gay voters, more black voters, more Latino voters. You can win elections, I said, in 15 and 16, by just expanding the tent with more white middle class voters that have never voted before. Because I saw that at every rally. I saw what was happening. I knew Trump would win. That's why I wrote the book, Angry White Male. It would be, you know, more white middle class voters and white working class voters that have ever come out for anyone before. And that's going to happen again, and I believe he's going to win again, and I believe he's going to win big this time, much bigger than last time, electoral landslide. But we need to expand the tent, because the sea of faces I saw, were there black faces? Yes. Were there Latino faces? Yes. Were there Asian faces? Yes. Were there young people? Yes. Not enough. 70, 80, 90% of everybody I saw was white, and over the age of 50. It's the same crowd. It's the same demographic. And we've got to expand the tent. We got to reach out to young people. We got to resonate with young people. We got to reach out to Asians. We got to reach out to Black Americans. We got to reach out to Latinos. We got to change the demographic makeup of the Republican Party. Not for 2020, because Trump's going to win big in 20. I'm absolutely positive about that. And I saw it today, the love we have for him. But in 2024, it's not going to be Trump running anymore. And whoever follows President Trump, you know, the country is browning. The country is different than it used to be. And you've got to find a way to resonate. The way we're resonating with white voters and white middle-class voters, you've got to find a way to resonate with Black voters and Hispanic voters and Asian voters and Jewish voters and gay voters. You've got to. Because America isn't white and old anymore. They're all dying off. We're all dying off. You've got to find a way to expand that tent. Maybe not for 20, but for 2024, and definitely for 2028, and definitely for 2032. It's going to be a different country. Got to find a way to expand the tent. And you know, look at the people we're running against. I want to read you something. California Governor Newsom, doctors should be able to write prescriptions for housing. I'm going to read this to you and get back and tell you all about it. And then I want to tell you about Mayor Pete of South Bend, Democrat candidate for president. He says the Republican Party is dedicated to the opposite of every other word that comes out of the mouth of Christ. We're getting lectured to by Mayor Pete, who looks like he's 12 years old and has done nothing as a mayor. And he thinks he has moral authority over us. And I think it's a joke. And I think there's a way to beat these people at their own game. When we get back, I'll tell you what they had to say. And all I can tell you is I saw nothing but good things at the event today with President Trump. Except that we need to expand that tent. Folks, I want you to write me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Let me know how we expand the tent for the Browning of America. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Noberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant
powerhouse.
And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. The Root's on fire. Except I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Long day. Getting up at 4 in the morning does not make me a happy person. I'm cranky. In any case, thank God it's Friday. I get a weekend of rest, and I'll be back at him again on Monday. Don't forget, we have that time change in this slot of my TV show coming up a week from Tuesday. It was originally this coming Tuesday. We're changing times. Now it's the following Tuesday. It's Tuesday, March 3rd. We're moving to 10 p.m. East Coast time, 7 p.m. West Coast time. That's happening on Tuesday, March 3rd, a week from this Tuesday. Until then, everything is copacetic. We're the same time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, that you've always watched the show until that Tuesday. My radio show remains exactly the same. Nothing is changing. 3 to 6 every day on the West Coast, 6 to 9 on the East Coast, and 5 to 8 in the Midwest, 5 to 8 p.m. So my email has not changed, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website has not changed, RootForAmerica.com. Some things are not changing, but the time of this show will change on Tuesday, March 3rd to 10 p.m. East Coast time. All right, I told you that one of the things I saw at that rally that gave me great hope was that the people really love Trump and they really appreciate Trump. It's amazing the love he gets and the loyalty he gets from the middle-class Americans that voted for him in 16 that have come back stronger than ever in 2020. But I also want to tell you that another sign of why things should go well in 2020 is that there's a record number of candidates that filed, the filing period ended this week, filed for office for the House and the Senate, the most ever for the Republican Party. And that's good news. Back in 18, it was the most ever for the Democrat Party filing for House and Senate. This time, 781 Republicans filed federal paperwork to run for the House, the most ever recorded at the Federal Elections Commission. That's up from 593 in 2000. 2017. And so, you know, that bodes well for the Republican Party having a great shot to retake the House. Other good news, top 2020 Democrats running for office who are almost out of money. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Mayor Pete, they're all running out of money. The clock is ticking. It seems to me it's a Bernie Sanders win. Bernie Sanders is flush with cash, and the only person that can match him dollar for dollar, and of course blow him away, is Mike Bloomberg. Biden's running out of money. Elizabeth Warren's running out of money. Mayor Pete's running out of money. What does that leave? Klobuchar's running out of money. The only person with money is Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg was eviscerated at the debate the other day. Destroyed. The emperor has no clothes. Ripped naked. For all the world to see. Horrible debater. Horrible speaker. And a terrible background with those harassment suits and non-disclosure lawsuits and his weak, tepid responses to all of those questions. Elizabeth Warren ripped him raw. Never thought I'd say that. Elizabeth Warren was good on Wednesday night's debate in Las Vegas. She just ripped Mike Bloomberg to shreds and destroyed his career. So really, there's nothing left but Bernie Sanders or a brokered convention. And who are you going to put in the brokered convention? Hillary Clinton, who lost 4 years ago? You going to put John Kerry, who lost in 2004? Who's the Democrats' candidate? Oprah Winfrey, who hasn't been on a talk show in 10 years? Who is the Democrats' candidate? There's no one to take on and beat President Trump except Bernie Sanders. And it's going to be fantastic because it's going to be the first race in history where nobody is faking it. There's no fake news. There's no BS. We've ripped the scab off. It's conservative and capitalist and love America nationalist against a guy who hates America, who's a communist and a socialist and a Marxist, Bernie Sanders. There's no faking it. You're going to find out once and for all, is America really a country that loves America? Is America really a country that loves capitalism? Is America a country that really loves freedom? Or is America going to go the way of every republic and every democracy that ever was basically destroyed after about 200 to 250 years? Are we headed down that path? Are we actually at that path? That's what we're going to find out. Bernie Sanders against Trump. Mark my words. There's nobody to take on Bernie. No one can beat him. Bloomberg's out now. I mean, he'll stay in the race. He's got enough money to stay in forever. But Bloomberg can't win. Democrats don't like him. They don't like any of his answers. Feminists are horrified by his background with the non-disclosure situation and the harassment lawsuits. And I think black Americans are just aghast at the things he said about black Americans. And Bloomberg is done. So it's Bernie or bust. That's it. And what's amazing about Bernie is he's almost 80 years old. And he just had a heart attack. And that's your candidate for president. Amazing. Coming up next, prostate guide for men. If you've ever watched those commercials on TV, lots of pills. Which ones are good and which ones are total complete frauds? Prostate guide will let you know, and it's free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War now.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Las Vegas one day ahead of the Nevada caucuses on the Democratic side of things. Mulan Patel is at that rally, and he tells Fox News Republicans are energized this election year.
Yeah, I think this time's definitely different because Trump's been here for 4 years. We've got so much done with the economy, with our trade deals, with everything, and our country has improved so much. And we've seen what the Democrats have wanted to do to this country.
Reports indicate that the jury has reached a verdict in three of the five counts brought against disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. NBC legal analyst Ron Allen discusses a note from the jury that claims they are hung on two counts.
By saying that they are hung on counts one and three, this means that we can readily believe that the jury has found him guilty of one of those other charges.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Yeah.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. Just as I talk to you about the problem of attracting more younger voters, this article pops up. Bernie Sanders hits the Vegas jackpot among Nevada students. Sanders has 56% support among students in Nevada, followed by Mayor Pete and Joe Biden. But look at the numbers, how bizarre this is. The numbers are 56% of students in Nevada. And by the way, Nevada is Las Vegas, right? Las Vegas is the whole state. The whole state is 3 million people. Las Vegas has like 2.2 million of them. And so in Las Vegas, for all intents and purposes, 56% of the students like Bernie. Mayor Pete, who's so young, didn't even get their support. He comes in second at 14%. Former Vice President Joe Biden captured 11%. Hard to even believe. And now, how about nationwide? Among Democrat and Democrat-leaning college students nationally, Sanders leads with 53%, followed by Elizabeth Warren nationally at 17%, Mayor Pete at 11%. So young people, you figure this one out. Young people pick a almost 80-year-old grandpa over Mayor Pete, who's a youthful 38. That's amazing. And the 80-year-old grandfather, who just had a heart attack, by the way, and screams and yells and wears glasses and he's bald. There's never been a winning presidential candidate in history with any of those qualifications. And he's a commie. He's a full-blown commie. He's the full Monty, man. They like commies? How are you going to attract kids when they like commies? That's the battle. Now, I mentioned, hey, email me, waynerood@gmail.com, if you know how we can expand the tent. And in the matter of five-minute break, I have over 100 emails from all of you. So thank you. waynerood@gmail.com. Keep them coming. Send them to me all weekend. Let me just read them all over the weekend. I didn't have the time to read them all. I skimmed three of them. I'll read them over the weekend and try and come up with some good answers on Monday. You guys are great, and you always give me my best stuff. So keep it coming. How do we expand the GOP tent? And how do you go get young people whose first choice is a communist named Bernie Sanders old enough to be their great-grandfather? How are you going to beat that when you got a guy who's created the greatest economy in modern history running against them, and they don't choose him? Amazing. All right, I did an interview yesterday with Bernie Kerik. Not Bernie Sanders, Bernie Kerik, who's my great friend, former police commissioner of New York, and I'd like to say I played at least a small part, but I think I started the whole thing off. Got the ball rolling to get him pardoned by President Trump, and it's one of the great things I've ever done because I love this guy. Let's check in on the interview right now. All right, this is a really special segment for me because one of my friends had something very special happen the other day, and I don't cry too often, but I was really tearing up big time. When I heard the news, I was jumping up and down, and I was high-fiving, and I was pounding my fist, and I was crying, and I was just screaming, yes, because Bernard Kerik, is a friend of mine, and he's the former police chief, police commissioner of New York City, the former prison commissioner of New York City, the former police chief of the Iraq military or police forces, and my friend. And by the way, nominated for the head of Homeland Security. So a very special guy who started with blue-collar roots, just like me, and worked himself up to such levels of or halls of power in this country. A very special guy, made a mistake, went to prison, served his time, and I felt he deserved a pardon. And I wrote a column about it, and I talked about it nonstop on Newsmax TV, which I know President Trump loves my show. Sent that column to the president, talked about it nonstop on my radio show, signed a letter on his behalf on the day that President Trump was deciding pardons, and guess what happened? We got a pardon for the great Bernie Kerik, and I cried for my friend, and this is the first time we've actually spoken since the day it happened. We've texted many times, but we haven't spoken, so I'm so proud to have on Bernie Kerik. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Wayne, thank you. Thank you for your support and your fighting. And, you know, just thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Well, you're my kind of guy. I love blue-collar guys who work their way up in the world because I'm a son of a butcher and a blue-collar guy. And you deserve that pardon. As I've said to so many of my friends, a guy makes a mistake, he deserves a second chance, but a guy who sacrifices for his country and risks his life for his country in the military and the police deserves 1,000 chances. So how do you feel today? Tell me about what it's like to be pardoned and your record expunged, cleared, life is good again, yes?
Yeah, it's, you know what, I'm still a little numb, still, you know, a little shocked. It's been about 48 hours. I haven't had much sleep since then. Been a little busy, but it's, you know, it's freedom. And I think a lot of people don't understand this, Wayne, but for somebody like me that, you know, from the time I was 18 years old, you know, I served this country in the military. I've been a cop, a correction officer, a detective, a federal agent. You know, I ran the largest jail system. I ran the largest police department in the country. I you know, working for President Bush in Iraq. To have my constitutional and civil rights taken away eternally for the rest of my life, even though I went to prison, even though I did my probation time, even though I did everything I was supposed to do, you're punished until the day you die. And for me to be given and made whole again as an American citizen, that probably meant more to me than anything else. So I don't have the words, as I said in my public statement, I don't have the words of appreciation or thanks that's big enough to the president for what he did.
And let me ask you a question about America, because I think this is just another example. There's lots of protesters on the left and complainers on the left about America. And I always say, America's not perfect, but in the end, America usually gets it right. And you can't say that about any other country in the world. What happened to you, in my opinion, was an injustice, and it was terrible. And I'm so glad that your record has been cleared and you're back to being a super citizen. And we appreciate everything you've done for this country and the military and the police. But at least America got it right. Even if in the beginning it was too harsh, even if it was political, in the end, America got it right. That makes us different, right?
It does, but I have to just remind people, you know, America got it right because you have a president that's all about America first. You know, this guy has done more on the criminal justice reform side than the last four presidents that's been in power, some of which I liked. But Donald Trump has been adamant about criminal justice reform. Donald Trump has been adamant about looking at the injustices within the criminal justice system. And I think a lot of this comes from his own issues with the criminal justice system, you know, being selectively and politically targeted by federal prosecutors, being, you know, hammered by a weaponized Department of Justice. You know, this stuff has gone on for years. Has gone on for years. You know, in the general arena, but nobody in this country has ever seen it like they've seen it now because the focus has been on the president.
Correct.
And I think the president has gotten a bird's eye view of what it can do, the damage, the destruction to people, personally, financially, professionally. And I think that's why he's so involved and committed to changing the system.
What's next for Bernie Kerik? Tell me what you have for the rest of your life. What are your plans? It's too early to answer that question. You must have some vision of where you want to go.
It's really too early. You know, like I said, I'm just getting over the shock of getting that phone call from the president. But look, you know, it is really the ultimate second chance at life. And from this point on, I'm just taking it one day at a time.
All right, I happen to, just by pure chance, President Trump is in Las Vegas, and I'm meeting him one-on-one tomorrow for an exclusive one-on-one interview with the President of the United States, granted to Wayne Allyn. I'm going to make sure I mention a big thank you from myself and from Bernie Kerik, who is such a great guy. He did a good thing, and I'll make sure I send best wishes from you, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day, Wayne.
All right, my interview with Bernie Kerik yesterday. I got a great email right now. I got photos. You know, I just came from the Vegas rally, right? And 10,000 people inside and the fire marshals shut the place down, and they left 5,000 plus outside to watch Trump speak on the big screens. So 15,000 minimum. There might have been 10,000 outside. I know there were 10 inside, fact. And outside with the crowd was at least 5,000. So let's say 15,000 to 20,000 people. And one of my fans, Ben, says, "Hey, Wayne, listening to you on the radio right now, I decided to drive by Fais Middle School in Las Vegas." Because remember, we're having the caucus tomorrow, Saturday, in Las Vegas, the Democrat caucus. Fais Middle School in Las Vegas, where Mayor Pete is having his rally. And he took pictures for him. He said there's, at best, 200 people and one school police car. 200 people in one school police car. Thought I'd let you know. You know, Trump today had the entire Secret Service and the entire police force and 15,000 people all wildly enthusiastic. And Mayor Pete brings out 200 people in a school police car. Hey, they're not going to beat us, folks. When we get back, I'm going to show you a couple pictures that make me very proud because Vegas installed my 180-pound granite star in the sidewalk in Las Vegas in front of Paris Resort and Casino. The Wayne Root star, which says Wayne Root, King of Vegas, and honored me for my talk radio career, my TV career, my TV producing career, my journalism career, all the above. My political career, it says politician, Wayne Al Root, one of, I think, 75 people in the world to ever get a 180-pound granite star in the sidewalk in Las Vegas. I got the photos. We get back. Dr. Joe, message from my great friend and sponsor of the show, Dr. Joe Williams. Coming up next, if you're a guy with thinning hair, he's the guy to talk to. He's the guy that can pull up the Houdini tricks, make you look young again, make your hair thick again, and you get a free vacation out of it. Dr. Joe Williams, coming up next. This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnote.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root. Muhammad Ali said it ain't bragging if you could back it up. I had a great thing happen in the last couple weeks. I got my 180-pound granite star reinstalled into the sidewalk in Las Vegas in the Vegas Walk of Stars. I originally got it. I was awarded that star in 2006. There's a committee of, I think, about 24 members, all esteemed citizens of very impressive, high-profile citizens of the city of Las Vegas, and they get to vote and nominate you to get a star in the sidewalk. And I had, I believe it was unanimous, if I remember correctly, in 2006, and I got my star for being a sports handicapper, the most prominent one in the world. And the star came out of the sidewalk 2 years ago with all the other stars because they put these security, giant security pipes in the ground, steel pipes to make sure that nobody, no terrorists could run onto the strip and run people over. So to protect the tourists, they did that. They had to rip up the sidewalk, and Clark County, which is Las Vegas, took up all the stars, 180-pound granite stars, and they put them into storage, and the first one they put back in, I'm proud to say, in 2020 is mine. And so I got down to the strip, and I took a couple of photos. My beautiful fiance Cindy took the photos of my beautiful star on the Vegas Walk of Stars, complete with the gum in the middle of it. You got to understand, 100,000 people a day walk by my star. So somebody dropped their gum, and you can see right in the middle of radio, there's a blop of gum. But it's still a beautiful star, and you'll also see me in front of the star, and I'm a very proud papa of a 180-pound granite star. So good stuff. All right. Thank you, Las Vegas. Thank you, Las Vegas Walk of Stars. Thank you, Committee Las Vegas Walk of Stars. They changed the star, by the way. I think I'm the only one that they ever changed the star because, I had a conversation with them, and I said, if you're going to put the star back in the sidewalk, I used to be the sports guy, and now I'm known for being a conservative political talk show host on the radio and on TV and the only one in America that emanates from Las Vegas. There is no conservative national political talk show on TV and radio that emanates from Vegas except mine. So I am the Vegas ambassador to all conservatives in the United States of America. And so we got to change the star. And they did. To their credit, they went and spent the money and changed the star and put all new stuff in it and drilled it back into the ground. It's the first one back right in front of Mon Ami Gabi, a beautiful French restaurant in beautiful Paris Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. And I'm very proud of that. So thank you, Las Vegas. All right, and I hope all of you come and visit. Come and visit Wayne Starr. I want to tell you a good story because I think that, you know, if I had gotten the chance today that I'm supposed to get to have a one-on-one interview with President Trump, I would have said the single most important issue in America is illegal immigration and sanctuary cities. And so this is a good story. ICE tells California to kiss it and arrests illegals inside of a California courthouse. U.S. immigration agents arrested two people at a Northern California courthouse, including a man detained in a hallway on his way to a hearing, flouting a new state law requiring a judicial warrant, a new California state law requiring a judicial warrant to make immigration arrests inside such facilities. ICE agents made the arrest at Sonoma County Superior Court, prompting an outcry. Liberals, their hairs are on fire for criminal justice lawyers and court officials who said the action will destroy America. My God, you arrested a criminal. That can't happen in America, not in California. Unbelievable. They said the action undermines local authority and deters immigrants who are in the country illegally from participating in the U.S. justice system. What? You're telling me that illegal immigrants are voluntarily participating in the U.S. justice system? I don't think they're voluntarily participating in anything. I think they're getting arrested and they're being dragged to court and they should be deported. California law doesn't supersede federal law. I'm sorry. And it's not going to govern the conduct of federal officers acting pursuant to duly enacted laws passed by Congress that provide the authority to make administrative arrests of removable aliens inside the United States. Now, the arrests in Sonoma County come only days after U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials announced the agency will participate in ICE's escalating immigration enforcement across the country in jurisdictions with sanctuary policies such as California and San Francisco. So, what does this all mean? Well, it means that Attorney General William Barr made an announcement a week ago in front of a sheriff's convention that we're going after sanctuary cities. We're not going to let this stand anymore. And people are going to get arrested. Now, I'm only sad that the people getting arrested are the illegal immigrants. Because I think the people getting arrested should be the politicians and the judges. They're aiding and abetting criminals. I think the person getting arrested should be Mayor Pete of South Bend, Indiana, who just happens to be running for President of the United States as a Democrat. He created a phone tree. He collected all the phone numbers of illegal aliens living in South Bend, and he put them into his system, and he created a phone tree that instantly dials them all and lets them know ICE is on the way. I don't know how you feel about that. I think that's a criminal action. I believe he's aiding and abetting real criminals in this country, some of whom are not just guilty of crossing into America illegally or fake ID, okay, fake Social Security numbers. No, I would say a large percent are guilty of murder, rape, robbery, carjacking, home invasion, driving drunk and killing people. They are committing felonies, and he is defending them. He is aiding and abetting. Mayor Pete should go to prison. It's good news that Trump's doing it. It's good news that A.G. Barr is doing it. But are you going to go after the politicians? That's how you put the fear of God into the Democrat Party. All right, we're calling the night. Great week. Wayne Allyn Root, love to have you with me. We'll see you on Monday. We'll try and take some calls next week. It was a busy show and I didn't get to calls. And I want to mention before we say goodbye that my sponsor is coming up next. My doctor suggests coronavirus, everyone agrees, is coming to America. They know how to beat virus. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.